Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
You may or may not know this about me, but I am not a reader. Certainly not one to sit down with a book and read it.
No. What's a book to Brad Booker?
I do have books just to look like I'm cool.
Hey, I'm with you, man. You're not alone.
So I'll display books all over my house. They've just never been read. My wife is a reader, though, and that's why I'm heavily relying on her to read Green Lights, a new memoir from our guy, Matthew McConaughey. Although I did find out yesterday that he voiced the book for Audible. So that is worth a listen.
There you go.
He spent the early 2000s making romantic comedies, Matthew did, obviously, like The Wedding Planner, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Failure to Launch, Fool's Gold, and Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. And in 2010, he wanted to change course so badly, this is what we learned in the book, that he turned down $14.5 million to do another rom-com. He said in his new memoir, Green Lights, that the romantic comedies remain my only consistent box office hits, which made them my only consistent incoming offers. I enjoyed them. I had taken the baton from Hugh Grant and I ran with it. But when the time came to move on, he didn't look back. He said, quote, I declined a $14.5 million offer. If I couldn't do what I wanted, I wasn't going to do what I didn't, no matter the price. He didn't say what the movie was, but could you imagine turning down $14.5 million? Wow.
I know. And, you know, here's the thing. I love that he can do what he wants and that, you know, he didn't take it. But I really like him in rom-coms and I would really like him to do another rom-com.
Well, I'm sure he'll circle back around.
I hope so.
On a serious note, Matthew also revealed that he was blackmailed into losing his virginity when he was 15. He didn't elaborate, so it's unclear what happened. And he said,
what?
When he was 18, he was molested by a man while unconscious in the back of a van.
Dude.
He didn't provide any details in that story either, but he did say that he has, quote, never felt like a victim. Very interesting. I look forward to hearing all about this book that I'm not going to read.
but you'll listen on Audible.
I'll listen on Audible.
Hey, there's a very good chance that Super Bowl 55 could be played in March. Y'all, man. I mean, it's like, if anyone doesn't think that this COVID thing is for real, when you see the NFL possibly thinking about moving the Super Bowl 4 weeks away from where it's normally scheduled, that's the real deal, y'all. This hit with a lot of people yesterday, I saw on social media. But the CEO of the Green Bay Packers came out and said that with the flu season coming up and with teams postponing, teams having COVID outbreaks, there's a very good chance that Super Bowl could be played in March. And there's a good possibility, y'all, that during your spring break, during March Madness, during St. Patrick's Day, add in a Super Bowl to all that mess.
I read a story that it's costing teams millions of dollars per game by not having anybody in attendance.
Oh, I can imagine.
That's just a regular season game. Imagine if there was nobody in attendance for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
How much money they would lose out on. Insane.
It is a dumb question. Where is the Super Bowl this year or in 2021?
Tampa Bay, home of Tom Brady, yo.
Okay.
Booker and Alex both have kids, and one of you has a kid with a name that is included in the top 10 names of 2020. Who do you think it is?
My kids' names are Grayson and Marini. When we first named our son, we thought we were so original. And what we have learned over the last 6 years is that name has become more and more popular. My daughter's name, forget about it. You know, that's never going to be on any list.
Yeah, don't say never.
I don't see that happening. People can't even pronounce it.
My son Jake and my daughter Alexandra, I mean, that's as vanilla as it gets. I mean, that's common, like, on any list, bro.
They're brown kids. So it's certainly not vanilla, but
Mexican vanilla.
Okay, there you go.
Well, on the list of most popular boy names for 2020 is Grayson. Grayson.
Oh, damn.
Grayson has arrived. The top boy name is Liam. The top girl name is Sophia. If you want the full list, text trending to 51993.
Liam. Liam is on the list. You just said, wow.
Liam is the top name.
That's crazy. Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks so much for listening to Mix 94.7. Also streaming through your smart speakers and on your mobile phone in the radio.com app.